Hi, everybody. Cindy Swanson with you with the Notes in the Key of Life Biggest Loser Update. And you know, I've got to say the Biggest Loser is at the point where it's really getting good. There are fewer contestants now, so you can really focus on and get to know the ones who are left, and the changes in their appearance are stunning. However, I thought this week's episode was a little on the lame side. I don't mind the contestants zeroing in on the emotional problems that made them gain weight in the first place. In fact, I think that's crucial, but it does get a little heavy-handed when that's what the episode is mostly about. However, one of the more interesting things about last night's show was the fact that captains were chosen, Marcy for the black team and Justin for the red team, and they had certain responsibilities. Each captain had to choose who would cook for the entire team. Marcy chose Olivia for the black team. Justin chose Ken. Both cooks got a taste of what it will be like in the real world when they go back home, and household and other responsibilities force them to carve out time for exercise. All during the show, Marcy, who I really like, by the way, she stressed that whatever happened to her team at the weigh-in, she would sacrifice herself to let all the younger women stay on the ranch. And as it happened, the black team did lose the weigh-in. After having a stellar week last week, a few of the women eked out small weight losses, bringing the team total down. But what Marcy didn't count on was the fact that she would lose the most weight for her team, thereby getting immunity. Anyone could be voted off except for Marcy. She was devastated, but although we didn't get to see how the black team arrived at the decision, it appeared Sarah was fine with being the sacrificial lamb, and she was sent home. And wow, her home transformation was incredible. I always knew Sarah was a pretty girl, but after losing more weight at home, she was downright gorgeous. Now, Sarah's main reason for losing weight was so that she can become pregnant, and I really, really hope this happens for her. Well, despite the fact that this episode was less than exciting, I still prefer it to the drama generated by overzealous game playing in past seasons. What do you think? Were you amazed at Sarah's gorgeousness? I'd love to hear or read your thoughts and feedback. That's the Biggest Loser Update, Notes in the Key of Life podcast. Cindy Swanson. See you next time. Bye.